the Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am excited about this morning. I tell you, each and every day is such a new day. There is a whole new life that is waiting for you each and every day. New things are sure to come when you expect the unexpected. But there's another way to get the exciting life that you dream of. You have to discover your purpose, and you must live it with passion. So I want to know, how are you doing on that journey, your journey into purpose and passion? Forgetting about the past, forgetting about where we've been, forgetting about all the mistakes we made, all the failures, whatever, and looking forward to this great, great future. I'm talking about new things, things you've never done before. Well, you can have that, but you've got to hold on to your purpose, and you've got to hold on to it with passion so that the power can be released in your life. That is my mission. That is my assignment, to instill in people, to wake up in people, to help people renew the passion that they once had. That life is awesome. It is glorious. And I so thank God that He was the first one to teach us about glory. And now we can also have a glorious life. You know that song they made us sing when we were children in school? Glory, glory, hallelujah, the troops are marching on. Well, listen, we are glorifying God, and we are marching on higher and higher and higher. I remember when Moses said, Lord, just let your glory pass by me. So listen, stopping by, you can live a life of purpose. I welcome you to the show today. I know you probably can hear it in my voice. You're probably like, okay, I know she's always on fire. By the way, they call me the fire starter. And they gave me that. Kelly began calling me that about 6 years ago when I used to be on Harvest Radio Station here in New Jersey on the AM dial. And she used to call me that. And it just kind of stuck with me, and other people would, you know, refer to me as the fire starter. Pastor Rebecca often refers to me as the fire starter, and one of the reasons is that I had a radio show that I had started, a radio ministry. I started that back in 2007, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Did the show faithfully for about 2 years, but then I, you know, pretty much stopped. But I'm about to resurrect it. It's just so many wonderful things are happening. So on Monday night at 6:30, for those of you who aren't afraid to really pull the cover off and to really get transparent and understand that the only fear is fear itself, you can tune into that show. And that website is blogtalkradio.com/LittleLisa, the fire starter. So there you have it. But anyway, I'm telling you, I am so on fire today, Monday morning. What a wonderful life to wake up on Monday mornings and to be excited about today. And, you know, we know some people, they don't get excited really about any day, but that's not you. I know you are an excited people, so we welcome you to the show today. I have a question to ask you, and I want you to use these questions. I'm going to give you several questions, and you're going to use these questions to determine if you are making your day a day of purpose. You know, people ask me all the time, LaLisa, what's the key to happiness? What's the key to fulfillment? Because, see, you can have success but not be fulfilled. You can have success but not be happy. You can have success and not live a life that is meaningful. You can have a success but not be truly fulfilled. And so I want to help people not just be successful, but to be fulfilled, to be satisfied, to live a life that is meaningful to you each and every day. The only way to do that, I believe, is that you must discover your internal, divine, God-given purpose. Until you discover your purpose, because I know for some people, they haven't discovered it yet. That's okay. You're okay. It's all right. It took me a long time. It took me, almost 50 years to discover my purpose. 50 years. Some people discover their purpose by the age of 5, some by the age of 7, some by the age of 20. Everyone is different. It took me 50 years to discover my purpose. But what I can tell you is that on my journey, that 50-year journey, that I was searching and searching and searching for my purpose, all the while, passion was growing. The momentum for my passion was growing. And so when passion and purpose meet, see, don't let your, you know, people write books about not letting your dream die. Well, I say, don't let your passion die. Don't let your passion for life die out on you, just like a battery in your car. You know, without that battery, you can have the beautifulest car there ever was. But with no battery, that car will just sit by the side of the road or just sit along the street, wherever it's parked or in your driveway. But if that car is going to get out and get moving, travel the world, it needs a battery. The car and the battery is like a purpose and passion. The purpose is just like the car itself, but with no battery, with no passion, it's not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere with your purpose if you don't have passion. There are people who start out with a good purpose in life, but their passion dies. They have no passion for it anymore. You've seen it even in relationships. The couple gets married. They start out with a good purpose, but their marriage over time loses its passion. And what happens? People then want a divorce, separate, divorce, even destroy each other. There are some people, when they lose their passion, they destroy things. Oh, my God, and it just reminds me of Dr. Miles Monroe and his book, The Purpose and the Power of a Woman. But he says in there how when you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. I tell you, it is time that you discover your purpose, live it with passion, and you will have the power to keep going. You will have the power to get up on a Monday morning. Now, you know, I know, hey, I'm going to admit it for myself, even if you don't. Monday is one of the hardest days to get up because over the weekend we had such a great time relaxing, hanging out with friends. Maybe you went to your house of worship. Maybe you just sat at home and just meditated. Whatever it was just, you just felt free. And now here we are, back to Monday, and Monday becomes such a routine that it's like a grind. It's like a routine. It's, you know, I know sometimes we need routine in our lives. I'm not one of those people who think we do, but it's okay. I understand it. Don't get it wrong. I understand it. I know I was in the military, so believe me, you, I had 2 months of boot camp, you know, 2 months of A school, and believe me, you, it was pounded in my head why we need routine, and I agree with them. I love being protected. That's why I love the United States. I love the military. I was in. I know how it works. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marine, all of it. I understand how it works, and I thank God for it. Because of them, I can sit here on the telephone with you right now. Because of it, I can sit in the comfort of my home that we own, you see, and I can speak to people around the world. So I absolutely love the military. Don't get it twisted. I'm not one of those people who military bash. No, 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 no. Because I was there in boot camp. I've seen people on the ship lose their lives because of a mishap with one of the jet flyers touching down on the aircraft carrier. Lose their lives so that you and I can go to the mall and shop at Macy's or Bloomingdale's or Neiman and Marcus or Payless or wherever else you may shop, Walmart. So I understand that. And what I'm saying is I know structure is important. I understand routine, but I personally can't take too much of it. I need to be free. Now, some people, their freedom lies in structure. And I'll talk about that one. That's a whole other show. That one, I'm going to have to do a live session and invite you all there so you can determine or you can know and understand what your work personality traits are and those around you, whether it be your coworkers, whether it be your staff, whether it be your managers. And I'm going to do that. It's a training we call True Colors. And it shows you your personality, how you get along with others, and the diversity of your personality versus others. Well, back to my topic today, how to live a life of purpose, make your day purposeful. And you're going to use these questions. Well, I want to just welcome you to the show today. Welcome, Coach K. Good morning, good morning. Okay, welcome, Mr. Q Bonita. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Over there working out as he's listening to the show. What a beauty this is. I am having a great and fantastic time. You know, November is going to be a great month for me. I should be heading in November to London. Can you believe it? London. I was invited to come and speak for a church over there in London. And so I am very, very, very excited about them. And this is a wonderful opportunity to meet people. They have a conference coming up, and they did contact me. They went on to my website. And they said, you know, looking at your website and some of the things that you stand for, we want to invite you to come over to speak to, they're having a conference. Actually, the church is holding it, but they call it the Avenue Youth Conference, and it's coming up in November. This conference is to rebrand, they want to rebrand the heart, the mind and the body and the soul of Christians who have gone astray and are diverting their whole attention into mundane affairs instead of seeking eternal life. Well, they said that with all these things at hand and what have you, they wanted to invite me. They had been on my website, LalisaJWilliams.com, and they want me to come and to speak. They're going to actually pay for my hotel. They're going to pay my airfare, and they are actually going to feed me as well. And they said I can bring my books, I can bring my CDs, and I can bring anything else that I want to bring. I can bring brochures, and the age group for the people are going to be anywhere from ages 18 to 55. So what I'm saying, I'm mentioning this to you not to impress you, and I know you hear that all the time, but it's not to impress you. I don't need to do that. You're here on the radio with me all the time. But to impress upon you what I have been teaching, talking about, discussing for the past several months, that when you discover your purpose and you release your passion to it, things like this will happen. Trips to London, they're flying you in. You see, I don't have a big name. You know, I don't have big doctor so-and-so-and-so, and I haven't been on TBN and TBS or NBC for that matter. But here's the thing. When you are operating in your purpose, things like this will happen because the universe is all connected. And, you know, sometimes we're not connected, but the universe is one. Therefore, when you begin to operate, and some of you who have businesses, you know, we talk all the time about staying true to your purpose. And what I have to say for those of you who do not yet know your purpose, and just because you have a job does not mean that that's your purpose, because I've had a job since I was 16. I discovered my purpose once I got into my 50s. So just because you have a job, a career, a degree, does not denote purpose always. Even to own a business, that does not mean that is your purpose. That's why I want to bring out these questions to help you determine what my purpose is, if I'm truly living on purpose. Because I've had jobs in the military, the pharmaceutical industry. I've worked for a lawyer, retail, you name it. I've done a lot of different jobs because I was on my journey for my purpose. And when you think about it, the kind of work that I do now as a life coach, my background is a much better experience to a degree. I mean, for some people, maybe not. But the fact is that because I've done different things, I can speak to different things. I can speak to working for a major corporation. I can speak to working for a private person, working for a sole proprietor. It was just him and me. He was a lawyer, and I was the secretary. That was it. There were no other employees. And I know what that experience was like, and I did that for 3 years. 3 years is enough time to really get a handle on things. At the same time, I worked for the airline industry 3 years. I flew all over the world with Continental Airlines. I loved that job. I loved that job. But my purpose is always to move on. So I didn't stay in the job. Then I worked in the college as associate director for the College Bound program. Loved that job. I stayed there 4 years because I had promised those students who were in the eighth grade that I would stay and still be their associate director when they got to high school. Because I know young people, they get devastated when things change in their life. And when people leave, it really blows their mind. So, you know, let that be a lesson to you parents and you people who care for young people. Change is good, but it's not good for young people for some reason. And that's why I think you see a lot of parents sacrificing and staying married, even though it may be a horrible marriage. And so many people, you will hear them say, I did it for the children. And I used to think that was so horrible. Like, who are you? That's stupid. You don't just stay miserable for your child. But why wouldn't you? Some people stay on miserable jobs because they have children to feed and clothe. Okay? Some people spend more time on their job than they do with their spouses. You see, children need stability in a lot of ways, okay? So, anyway, your purpose. I was trying to help people who don't yet know their purpose. What do you do? Well, first of all, you're going to sign up for my Dare to Dream new coaching and mentoring program that is launching this week, later this week. You can sign up for that. And in that, I'm going to walk you through assignments and activities that will help you discover your purpose. Number two, the other thing that you're going to do is finding your purpose is a journey. So you're going to continue looking for it until you find it. It's there. It's not, finding your purpose isn't one of those things that you'll always look for but never find. You know, sometimes you have things like that in life, you know, everybody's looking for the answer of why and how man got here or why. Some people never find that answer. Well, that's not what, you know, how does a star, you know, shine so brightly or whatever. You're looking, you never find the answer. It just is. Well, that's not how the purpose is. The purpose is a thing that can be found, okay? But it can, I can guarantee you how you cannot find it. I can definitely do that. One way you will not find your purpose in life is because, number one, you stop looking for it. So that's you dropping the ball. You stop looking for it. Or, two, you give up looking for it. You, again, dropping the ball. And number three, this is your most serious way to not find your purpose in life. And there are many people who do leave the earth and never find their purpose. But it was one of these three reasons. Either they stopped looking, they gave up looking, or they never start looking. They never began to look for it. They didn't even understand that it was something that they needed to do. So parents, again, you know, I love helping parents because so many things that I see in my own life, good morning, Kiva, good morning, London, yes, can you believe it? Here's the thing that I learned in my own life, and it took, you know, for some people, they don't like to hear me talk like this because they think that I'm being regretful, and I'm not, but I cannot help young people with the passion that I'm helping them, hint, being invited all the way to London to speak to youth. I cannot help the youth if I don't have some own regrets about the things I've missed out on at being a youth. Can you face that, please? And understand, I love my mother to death. I have no regrets about what she did or didn't do. That's not what it's about. But if I'm going to, see, I'm called to helping the youth, but what I need to be able to help them with is understanding that I know what I didn't have. And so what I'm saying when I try to help parents is coming out of my passion so that you don't make the same mistakes that were made unto me. I'm not blaming anyone, but I want to help you so you later have no regrets, and neither will your children. So one of the things I want to help parents with is begin, I don't care how old your children are, and I don't care how young they are, start asking them and talking to them, having dialogue with them about purpose. And I believe if the dialogue about purpose is fast enough and hard enough and strong enough, I believe a lot of those children will never lose in the battle of dealing with sex when they turn 13 and 14 and those ages where they really began to want to not only explore their sexuality, because they did that at like 2 and 3, but they want to start applying it. They want to know if what they got really works. And it's natural. But if you give them a purpose in life, they will explore properly so that they don't end up, you know, teenage parents that can't really afford their children. And I know some people are convinced that there's nothing wrong with having a teenage child. And it isn't. There's nothing wrong with it. Here's the problem that I have with it. If you cannot take care of that child, that's the problem. It's not about having it. God made your body able to have it. But he also gave you a mind, okay, and a will to know how to do it where you can take care of the child physically, mentally, spiritually. Some people can take care of their child financially, but they cannot give the child any spiritual grounding. And so what I'm saying is teach them about purpose. that God has a purpose for them. They have a purpose for their life, okay? So now I know you want me to get to these questions, and I'm going to get there, I promise you. But I really wanted to focus on that, talking to parents, want to help parents, the youth. Oh, yes, the youth need our help today. The youth need our help today. Parents need our help. And, again, I'm just trying to make sure everybody understands that passion is important. Now, your purpose, every day, you know, you have to make a decision whether you want to make this a day of passion and a day of purpose. Yesterday, I met a woman, and we were talking about purposeful living, and she was telling me about some things that she has coming up, some of the people that I've been meeting over this weekend, just on Facebook alone. I know a lot of people think that Facebook is just a bunch of crap. I beg to differ. I have met, oh my God, and who knows if this person from London didn't first learn of me because of one of my posts on Facebook. But I did meet another lady on Facebook. She's out of Atlanta, Georgia, and she is doing some, you know, wonderful things there. She actually saw a post that I had made, and so I have to thank Mr. Bercy Walker and Kiva for that post, because I really had never thought about signing up to receive Michael Basin as a friend on Facebook. But after talking with Kiva, who shared some things that about Michael Basin's page, I said, let me check it out. I trust Kiva. She's a wonderful person. I know she loves the Lord, and I know she's just not going to be out there doing nothing frivolous. So I said, let me go to, you know, Mr. Basin's page, and I did. You can't be a friend, I don't think, because he has too many, but you can say like, and that'll put you where you can see the post that he makes and whatever, whatever. Now, granted, when he makes a post, you have, a little less than 1,000 other people making a post, so your one post can seem like it's just in the midst of, but God will make a room. So he made this post the other day about, youth. And so, again, when you find your purpose, you let your passions flow, you will get connected to whom you're supposed to get connected to. So there was a woman, I made a post that had something to do with my youth, and there was a woman who saw that out of all the, I mean, there were like 400 or 500 posts there, and she read mine, okay? And she contacted me in my inbox, and she said, I want to get that book that you were talking about in your post, which I was talking about my book, God's Plan for My Success. And I told her where she could go and order the book, and then we began to have dialogue. Well, by the way, she's also an author, and she's brand new at it, and I'm going to have her on our Sunday show. So purpose, I'm telling you, when you operate, when you know your purpose. So my purpose is to motivate people, to encourage people to do what? What am I trying to motivate and encourage people to do? I'm trying to encourage and motivate people to live their purpose and to live it with passion and to do it every day. So I found these questions on the internet, because that's what I do. I just sit up hour after hour after hour researching all this wonderful information. There's no need for me to reinvent the wheel if it's already out here. And since I know you all have to exercise and do all these other wonderful things, you may not have time to do this, but that's why I'm here. So I found these, and I want to share them with you. So the first question that you want to ask yourself to make sure that you are living a day of passion and purpose, okay, is you want to have that mindset. Remember, we talked about that, changing the mind. If you believe that you can't achieve it, you can. If you believe that you can't, you can't. If you believe that you can't, and then you double that up with speaking, you absolutely won't. I can guarantee it. Likewise, if you take that thought, back it up with words, impact it with action, you will live it out each and every time. So the first question you want to say to yourself is, why is it important for you to do what you're doing today? You know, why is it important? Is it, you know, for you to work in your passion and your purpose? See, for me, it's life or death. I got to do it, y'all. I've been miserable way too long. I've suffered way too much. You know, having been raped, having been molested, having been beaten. I can't afford not to live passionate and purposefully every single day. I've got to do it. I don't have a choice. But I ask you, what's your reason? Do you have a reason for living on purpose, for living with passion? You have to know your reason and your purpose. Okay? So many people, they don't establish that, and they just go about their day hoping and praying. You know, praying is wonderful, and we got to have hope. But there's more to it than that. It takes more than just, that's like, I think somebody did a play one time on a wing and a prayer. Some days, you got to take, it takes action. And so you got to ask yourself, why is it important for you to work passionately and purposefully, whether no matter what kind of business you have? See, when I was in the network marketing, well, I'm still in the network marketing industry. When I first got in, one of the things they used to drill in us, they used to say, what's your why? And they would say, your why has to be so strong that your why must make you cry. You've got to have that reason for why you want to get up every day and go and do sometimes the same old thing over and over and over. But when you discover your why are you passionate about this, why must you find your purpose, you will find fulfillment, satisfaction, meaningfulness to your life, happiness. Now, the next question you want to ask yourself is, how will I choose to allow my attitude to affect how I address stressful situations? How are you going to, let's just say something stressful will come your way. What attitude are you going to take? And because you want to know, how can I be more effective and proactive in regards to attitude and stress? Well, for me, living on purpose with a passion allows, when stressful things come my way, I'm like, whatever, you know. Hey, it's not going to stop my passion. It's not going to stop me from living my purpose. The stressful thing, if it doesn't kill me, it's only going to make me stronger so that I have more strength for the next day. Okay? Now, another question that you want to know is you want to ensure that every day is a day of purpose and passion, that you woke up for a reason. You got out of that bed for a reason, whether you had aches and pains, whether, you know, you're not worried about what's in your bank account, you're not worried about what's in your cupboard. You got up and you have a purpose. You also want to ask yourself, when am I most likely to react with the most passion and purpose today? What thing is going to happen in your 24-hour day or your 8-hour work day, however you want to look at it? Because for me, it's the whole day. I work 24 hours except for the 8 hours that I'm asleep. So, yeah, basically, 18 hours. Something like that. 16 hours. 16 hours I work. And so you got to think, yeah, I was counting like, oh, 1, 2, 3. Yes. What is it in your day that is, oh, my God, so passionate? Is it when you're talking to customers and clients? Is it when you're sitting at a desk calculating some numbers, figuring out where the profit is going to come from, where the revenue is going to come in at? How can you do a cost savings for your business and expedite things? Where is the passion? Is it coming from when you're getting organized and putting things in place? Is it when your customers come in and they talk about stuff like their doctor's appointments and their children having to go see the principal and are on their way to court, whatever, whatever, and then you come alive because you were able to give them some sound, godly advice? Is that what brought you to life? Is that what stirred up your passion? And when you do this, you see, it allows you to really fine-tune. And that every day you're living on passion and you're living with purpose. You see, whether it's working with the computer, whether it's handling your clients, whether it's following up on a lead to make something better, take note of what makes you passionate. Take note of what makes you come alive so you can use it to be better the next day. I mean, every day if you improve on what it is that you do and what it is that you love doing, we call that fine-tuning, sharpening the saw. Every day you're looking at, wow, this is what I did and this is what brings me joy. You can look to do more of it. And then eventually, like myself, your whole day will be consumed with the thing that you love and that you're happy about and that brings you passion. Now you're truly living the fulfilled life. You're truly being fulfilled. And what a blessing that is. What a blessing to live a life of fulfillment. Yes. Now, someone wrote on my wall. Now, I thought that was very interesting. Okay? He wrote on my wall, George Xavier, how to receive the Holy Spirit. Okay. I think I met this person somewhere. But, you know, with Facebook, you meet people all over the place. And he actually has a book out, I believe. So I oftentimes get people to who have books to contact me because they, you know, can become on, they can come on the show and all these wonderful things. But George Xavier looks like he's doing a great, great work. It's called How Jesus Taught Him to Love and Forgive, to Forgive and Love. Okay, passion, purpose, every day. See, I'm passionate about that. I'm passionate about meeting new authors. That brings me passion to my day, to speak with people who are breaking out of their comfort zone. You got to break out of your comfort zone. You got to get out of the boat. You got to move past fear. You got to get up from around people. Get away from them. You got to flee from them. People who don't feel your passion. People who are not living their passion, I should say. They don't have to feel yours. I mean, that they don't have their own. That's why I love people like Hope and Kiva and Versi and Coach K and Dr. J. I love being around people like this. Why? Because they are also people who are living their purpose with passion. They are going for it. I mean, not everybody's going at the same degree and the same level, but they're going for it nonetheless. Every day they're getting up and they're wonderful. They can't wait for an opportunity to show up, because when they do, they're going to attack that opportunity. It's like a bulldog, you know. They you lock them in your house, right? And they're just waiting for the intruder. Oh, they're going to attack. And that's how we are when it comes to opportunities. When that opportunity comes around, we're going to attack. I was talking to Mr. Walker on Facebook just by making a post, and he had mentioned that he was going to back to the Ronald Reagan Airport to do a book signing, and I was like, I'm going this time. This time I'm getting on that bus and plane, train, however, and I'm going. Again, there was the opportunity, and I attacked. See, you can't just let opportunities come by and just come in and come out without you doing something about it. You have to do something about it. Well, if you just tuned in, you tuned in to the Code to Elisa show. We are here every Monday through Friday at this time. Today, I'm going over 10 questions to make sure you live a day of purpose. And, well, actually, it's not 10, it's actually 7. But you never know, I might throw in a few extra just for free. But you got to ask yourself these questions if you want to make sure. So we left off with number 3, now number 4. You have to ask yourself this question. Where within your company, within your business, your organization, you may work in a job. Just like where I work in my 9-to-5, you may have your own business. You may have a network marketing business. You may be a motivational speaker. You may be a publisher, whatever it is. You have to ask yourself, where within this organization am I best able to express my passion and purpose? Okay? Now, for me, oh, my God, I am over the top when it comes to, you know, encouraging people. I do training on my job, and that's fun. I love training, absolutely. I love getting up there, going through those PowerPoint slides, you know, watching people's minds as I'm teaching them something about communication skills, the different ways to communicate, the different styles of communication. I love putting people in groups and having them answer some questions and then come back and share what they got out of it. Absolutely love that. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, my greatest passion explodes when I ask people questions like, so what's your career goals beyond this job? Or what's your educational goals beyond the degree you already have? And, you know, what is your purpose in life? Oh, my God. When I get to have conversations like that, now I am excited. I am, like, over the top. And to hear them share with me what they want to do, and believe it or not, I know this is going to sound weird, but I love when they don't know. Oh, my God. I explode because now I can really help. I love when they say, well, I'm not sure, and I don't have a purpose, and how do you find your purpose? Oh, my goodness, now I am in seventh heaven, okay, because now I can help them and share with them what is my passion, which is to help somebody see their fullest potential in life and to actually achieve it. But I want you to do that in your day. Look and see, where are your passions and your purposes exploding? Is it when you're talking with your coworkers? Is it when you're talking with your suppliers, your supervisor, your clients? It's when you're working together with other groups of people. Like, I know a lady, she works on these community conferences. She loves pulling together people from the community. You know, this community organization, and she loves getting that group over there. And that's when her passions come alive. So every time we get ready to have something that's communal type thing, they always call on her. And now she's known for that. Why? Because her passion is there. She does it with such excellence that she's making a name for herself. You know, but that's because her passion. So having your passion and your purpose come alive also makes you really great at something, which you become an expert, and everybody will now call on you and get you to do it. It's like, I'm just going to tell you another little quick short story. When I was in church yesterday, there's a woman who is, she's been involved with the Zetas for years, and she's had many leadership positions with the Zetas. And I said to her, and I've been knowing her myself for about 20 years, and once I had met with the Zetas, I was going to pledge with them. But I was in school at the time, and I was very, 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 well, still in school, so to speak, but I was right there working on my MBA. It was a lot of pressure. I was working full-time, working on an MBA, and I was under a lot of stress. And I went through the meetings, and everything was almost set, but I didn't go that next step. But she and I, we remained friends and all of that. So I said to her, and I've gone to some of their awesome events, you know, they wear the beautiful blue and white, and I said to her, I said, hey, I know that you are with, you know, Zeta, you all do a lot of events. You know, if you ever need a speaker, let me know. You know, give me a call because, you know, I said, well, I can talk on topics like Dare to Dream, you know, Release Your Power, How to Do This. And she goes, I know, Lisa, I know what you do. You know, she was like, we know you. But again, you see, had I not told her that, you see, and I says, oh, don't worry, I'm going to get a package in your hand. A portfolio that, you know, just shows some of my speaking engagements and things like that. So I'm telling you that to say that it's one thing for people to know you, but do they know to call on you? How can they know if you didn't tell them? You see, and she knows I'm a speaker. She knows me. We go to the same church for the past 20 years. But how does she know to call me when they're sitting at that board table deciding on who they're going to bring in this year for their women's lunch, and they do it every year? So I still had to go the extra mile. And that's all I'm trying to say is that you still have to get out there and make your passion known, okay? Now, and when you're an expert at it, when you're good at it, and when you let people know, it all comes together. And I'm sure if Mr. Walker was here, he would be so agreeing with me right about now. And good morning. Hey, Cindy's Mountain in the house. Good morning, good morning. I believe if this is your first time tuning in to the Coach Lisa Show, welcome. Also, Grill Jess, welcome, welcome. Grill Jess 1, welcome, welcome. I'm waiting. I can't wait to hear what you thought of the book. She actually got the book, Release Your Power. I can't wait to get some feedback from her, what she thought about the chapters, and what she thought about the book overall. And also the CD, You've Got the Power. You've Got the Power. Hi there, Cindy's Mountain. Good morning, good morning. What's on your mind today, Miss Cindy? And Kiva and Mr. Coach K and all of those in the chat room, if you have something on your mind, don't forget to share. And don't forget, Wednesday morning, Coach Walker right here doing his thing on Wednesday, as he does every Wednesday morning. Fridays is Lift Up Your Business Friday. So call in, tell us what business you have. You'll have 1 minute to tell us the name of your company, the products or service that you offer, where your business is located, and how people can get in touch with you. If you are one of those persons that can't get up really, really, really early because you're in California and it's 4 o'clock there, that's okay. You can send it to my inbox. Awesome. Miss Cindy says that busy, busy, busy weeks, lots of changes in the air, but it's all good. Great, great, great. Glad to hear that. Yes, we are talking today about make it a day of purpose with these questions. We're talking about living on purpose with a passion so that our power can be fulfilled and be released and that we can have a life that is satisfying, a life that is meaningful, a life that is fulfilling, a life that is has purpose with it. That's the kind of lives that we're living. So we're becoming a group of human beings who are not sad all the time. We're becoming a group of individuals who are making a change to the world. We are truly, truly what you call life changers, because if you haven't noticed, right now, more than any other time, oh, Glow, yes, love the CD, great, thank you, thank you. This is, she's talking about the CD that I did called You've Got the Power. And in that CD, I talk about how you've got the power to overcome any setback, any trial, any tribulation, and I talk about living a life of purpose and passion. But you have to, yes, very uplifting, thank you, thank you. And now I can't wait for you to tell me about the book, don't keep me waiting, thank you, thank you. But anyway, no problem, take your time reading it, it's not a problem at all. Now, that's the book, Release Your Power. 8 strategies to becoming who you really are. And I just want to let you know that book has just been picked up by a organization in Jersey City, New Jersey, that they're going to be using the book for their program. And actually, I probably will go there later today to talk with her, about the book. And we'll talk with her people. She has people in her program. They're going to be using the book, Release Your Power, as their tool for their life transition. And she says, oh, yes, you will tell me about the I will tell you later about the book. Awesome, awesome. And then Coach K says, yes, we have to be life changers because so many need a push from somewhere. That's right, Coach K, and you're pushing people each and every day on the radio, KBN Radio. He's on there. He's on Blog Talk Radio. You can definitely go to his website and check him out. Motivating, the music alone will motivate you. Okay, she said, so far, so good. Good workbook. Great, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Well, that is exactly what we want to do with that book, because, again, we have with people that want to work through their problems, and so that's what we want it to do. So we thank you, thank you, thank you for that feedback. Now, here's the other thing. Coach L, yes, the principle of diligence is paying off for you big time. Keep doing your thing. Yes, diligence. Diligence will work. That's what we were saying before. The only people that don't find their purpose in life is because they either quit, they give up, or they never start. And those are really the only things that can ever keep you. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking about the power of planning tomorrow on the show. So let me give out just the other two or three questions that you want to ask yourself to make sure you're living your life on purpose. Here's number five and the seven. With whom do you need to spend time in order to keep your balance to pursue your passion and your purpose? With whom do you need to spend time with so that you continually to maintain balance as you're pursuing your passion with a purpose? In other words, this is the real question behind that question. Here's the real question behind that question. The real question behind that question is, who do you keep company with? Is the person motivating you, empowering you, supporting you, or are they naysayers telling you you can't do it, you shouldn't do it, and they may even give you stories of why they couldn't do it? You've got to answer that question and all the questions if you want to live every single day on purpose, with passion and power, so that you can make an impact to the world. We are world changers. The world is not going to change by itself. We have to change it. And here's the thing. Right now in the world, there you go, Hope, that was for you. I know she thought I wasn't going to come back to that point. The world is waiting. They're in desperate need of life-changing people. No more time for wimps. Wimps, get out of here. You got to be bold with power, with passion to change this thing. You know, here in New Jersey, oh, my God, we had an 18-year-old boy who jumps off the George Washington Bridge, a college student, first year college. Why? Because something about him that was very personal was exposed to the public, and he couldn't handle it. I'm telling you, we need a purpose and a passion. I believe this young man had no purpose. He didn't know his purpose. I think if he had known his purpose in life, he would not have jumped off that bridge. I believe that. I believe if he was connected to people around him that support him, that encourage him, that tell him, even though you're living a lifestyle that is being rejected by many, you are still an important part of this universe. I don't believe he had those kind of people in his life. And I believe that's why he jumped off the bridge. Not even so much their picture. Yes, the fact that they sent his picture on the internet and all of that was horrible, disgusting. But I believe that if we only keep looking at that, we're never going to get to the root cause. And when you don't get to the root cause, the person will always remain sick. Until we can address the root cause of our society, we will always just be a sick place where you can't get help. And that's just not true, because look at us. So we need to have powerful people like yourself living on purpose, living on passion. You know, you can't leave it up to one person to do it. One person cannot touch everybody. You got a people in your patch to touch, and he's got people in his patch to touch, and they got people in their patch to touch. Everybody has to put a part in this. So we have to change, and so many other things are happening. Young people jumping off bridges, killing themselves, people, older people going on jobs, murdering up people because they lost their job. What in the world? You know, if they had a purpose, if they understood their passion, you don't have to kill yourself because a company closes down or they lay you off and you were there 30 years. You probably should be glad. Now it's time to go do the thing that you probably was with. Because if it was that bad that you had to kill yourself, the job couldn't have been all that. You know, who were you connected to there? You didn't have any supporters. You didn't have anybody you could either call up and cry on their shoulder. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Passion is here. Mr. Key Bonita is saying we have to change our perspective. Perspective is all about how we see a situation. The right perspective is God is supplying all of my needs. Yes, and then Coach K backs it up and says, I keep company with God. And this right. And the whole world is waiting for the manifestation. So we have to go and show ourselves to the world. And how are we going to do that if we ourselves are not living on passion, if we ourselves are not living with purpose, if we ourselves do not ask these questions each and every day? You got to write, you got to do this on a daily basis until you get it down in your spirit. But the world right now is hurting because of the economy was so bad, and it got so bad that so many people were out committing crimes so they can just even feed their family. It just got really, really bad. Well, guess what? I've been doing some research. The economy is turning around. Different industries are being boosted by different jobs and money that's coming into the industry. Even manufacturing is on a rise because they're saying that all the things they have to manufacture so that people in the green job industry can do their jobs. They said the airlines are bouncing back, and as more people began to fly, they said they can raise the prices again of airline tickets, and as they raise the prices again of airline tickets, they can do what? Hire more people. Absolutely. As they hire more people will have money to not only spend, but also they will have money to pay to the government in terms of taxes. As the government gets more dollars for taxes, the government can now expand some of the services that it offers to the community. As the government spends the money that it gets from taxes from the people that got the job, from the people that, well, now there are more people in the community that now the communities will have to hire people to work, providing all of those services. Hint, hint, the service that I'm providing in Jersey City are to people who are being supplied with government funds. So I'm not telling you stuff that just sounds good. I'm telling you what I actually know and see, and I'm living, and you can live it too. All right, so we just have a few minutes left in the show. So that was number five. Who are you with? Hang around people that support you so that you can maintain a balance as you pursue your passion and your purpose. Number six, just two more to go. Number six, what choices will you make today? Not tomorrow, y'all. You only got today. Forget about yesterday. Let's just focus on today. What choices will you make today that will align your purpose and your passion with the task that you are doing? You want to get in alignment. Align your purpose and your passion with the task that you are doing. And we only have 1 minute left, and I want to give you this last one. Who can you call today so that you can be an expression of your passion that you are living? Who is it? Who is it? What is it that you're called to be today? Who and what are you called to be today that will be an expression of your passion and your living? Well, these are the seven questions that was developed by Ms. Julie Jordan Scott. Okay, she is an empowerment guru. We're glad that they have motivated you. We support you each and every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been great, and it's been real. And we hope to see you back here tomorrow at the same time. Until then, just know there is no stopping you now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.